Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. By Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.
How do you been here?
Checking
out the thighs. Thigh meat.
Come on, man. It's all up here.
Come on, man.
Let me interview the thighs. How was your day this morning?
Well, I woke up, stretched a little bit, flex.
Down.
Y'all be stretching like you're supposed to?
No.
I do now.
Sometimes I have days where I stretch.
I've been slacking.
And every morning in the shower, I stretch.
In the shower?
Yeah.
When the most dangerous?
What, like I'm a topple over?
You can slip.
I love a time to be doing downward dog up in the shower.
I have a cool size shower.
It's not the size. It's just it's slippery in there.
Nah. Maybe in your shower.
Hey, Craig got them old man rails in his shower. You fine.
I got the seat. Y'all ain't got a seat.
The floor mats.
I used to always get the hotel room with the seat in the shower.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, the handicap hotel room is the best
you
one
get
to
get. The
I ain't gonna lie, I like the handle.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, it's safe.
It's safe. Security?
Nah, it's
handicap
nasty.
Bathroom, mad room.
Oh, absolutely. It's the best.
I almost asked, where's DC? And he's sitting right there. Yeah. I can hear him. I can't see him. And he is right there.
Tell the people where you at, DC.
Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, how long are you there till?
I'll be back in L.A. tomorrow.
Okay. Y'all got a show tonight?
Oh, yeah. He did it Sunday through Tuesday, right?
Yeah, we did Sunday through tonight.
That's random.
So Sunday, Monday, too. Random as hell.
That's super random.
Y'all added days?
Marlon be having the random schedule.
Sometimes it sell out quick. And them days.
You know, he didn't add no days, but it's definitely random as hell.
He just took a Tuesday?
Sunday through Tuesday? I ain't never heard
Sunday
of that.
Sunday through Tuesday. Right.
Marlon Wayans Taco Tuesday comedy night.
Tampa
Sunday through Tuesday pack. They pack too.
You walking around.
But energy is. I hope nobody in the chat room or was at the show with the energy been kind of lightweight trash. And not that it's them, just because I think it's just the day.
Didn't it just flood out there
in Tampa?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you staying by Ybor, DC?
That's where we are in Ybor.
Oh, with chickens walking around.
Yeah, the roosters. Yeah, they've been all through here.
They be out there in the community.
Just roosters.
Yeah,
random roosters.
Do they look healthy? Or are they like sickly?
They look robust, cornflakish.
Because they be having chickens out in the neighborhoods out here, but they don't all look the healthiest.
These roosters look like they out here on the block getting dialysis.
There's a lot of vegans.
One of Keelan's teammates brought a chicken to practice.
To practice,
a whole chicken.
Yeah, man.
San Fernando Valley, y'all.
No, a chicken.
Why?
I don't know. It's just the mom showed up with the kid, and she had her chicken.
It might be her pet.
It was a little chicken.
Was it walking around?
It wasn't like a baby. It wasn't a chick, but it was just a little chicken.
Was it walking?
Mm-hmm.
Was it obeying commands?
It was just chilling. Like the kids, all the kids wanted to like touch the chicken. I was like, nah. Stay away from that chicken.
Poultry.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what that chicken got.
Chicken pox.
Right, something.
It's going around.
Boyo.
That's random, though.
It's just random chicken. Pulled up with a dog and a chicken. Just pets.
That's
people
wild.
Just be having pets.
Just
man.
Pets.
Is that a pet, though?
Yeah.
Really?
If you're taking it to practice, it becomes a pet at that point.
But if you cook it later,
we're
after
talking about practice.
She's probably not even cooking
practice?
That chicken.
Oh, eventually. Yeah. No.
I would assume if you're taking it to basketball practice with the kids.
Well, he said it's a little chicken.
It's
you
not
gotta wait
menu.
For it to get bigger.
I'm guessing, they keep, you know, to get fresh eggs every morning. I got another one of his teammates, they just got, like, they have like a little, not farm, but like, you know, they just got some chickens, so fresh eggs every morning.
Them chickens be like, cook my babies. Cook my babies.
The abortion babies,
they be bringing
bro.
That to school, that's, bringing eggs. And like, hey, tell your friend, bring some eggs to school.
No, they're babies. Man.
Free hookup?
They're not.
No, they're unfertilized.
Yeah.
Man, them babies in there.
They're unfertilized. Ain't no babies.
Yeah, ain't no baby.
Cook my babies.
It's just cook my eggs.
Once you lay them eggs, man.
They just going to be wasted.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's not automatically a baby once the egg is there?
The unfertilized, bro.
It's not. It's an egg.
She gave birth.
She know what she did? She had a period without the blood. She had a period. That's what she did.
That's what that is.
She had a period without the blood. That's what eggs, that's what it is, essentially. That's
y'all ever get the egg with the blood down in there?
Yeah.
Very rarely.
Nah. That's the hard period. Never. For real.
Heavy flow. That's what I get. Heavy flow eggs.
Wait, that's a thing, bro? For real?
No.
What?
Well, I mean,
y'all freaking me out, bro.
No, that's how we would describe it. Is that they're just dropping eggs. Yeah. So it's the same. It's, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know.
They're unfertilized eggs.
Women do the same thing, except there's no outside shell. Yeah,
they just have to push it out.
So they be laying eggs without the smash?
Yeah. That's what women do the same.
Man, let me Google this, man. That
Paul. It seemed like we speaking on something
wait a second. That's what an egg is. That's what a period is.
We know what a woman's period is.
It's the same thing.
We're talking about chicken.
It's the same thing.
You're talking about chicken.
They're not mammals.
You think they're smashing every... They lay eggs every day.
Do
they? Some do.
But an egg is not shedding.
Let me check that.
Keon's confidence in the every day.
Because dude told me they get fresh eggs every day.
But he might have more than one chicken.
Wait, that's not shedding lining. That's like...
Well, we're humans. It's obviously different.
They lay one egg per day.
See? Every day. I knew it.
There you go.
I'm back. I knew it. Every day. They ain't smashing every day.
Keon chest puff back up. There he is.
He got his confidence back.
There might be. That's why the roosters, they can't be around other roosters, right? Or else they'll fight them.
To the death.
Something like that.
Off of that chicken booty, baby.
They
chicken
that
ass. Chaz.
Yeah,
chicken
no.
ass. That's what Chaz means.
No.
In Latin, chicken ass.
No.
If you say it fast, you know. Chicken ass.
That's the root. That's the origin.
I don't like
that. So hands will lay eggs with or without a rooster. Without a rooster, your hands' eggs are infertile.
There you go.
Yo, I never knew this until just now.
Yeah. Tony don't be about these animals. Hands. Like, he don't know nothing about these animals.
No, I can have eggs.
Yeah.
Kind of.
They're just laying them.
Yeah, they're just laying eggs.
I think they're just going to waste. Otherwise,
wait, are you
I'm coming
are you
back
there. Have you been crazy?
You really didn't know?
I thought they was, the
because,
kids.
Because I thought vegan-wise, it's nothing that comes from
an animal. I'm not vegan, though.
Oh, well, right.
So
I didn't know how vegan you were.
He's
I'm coming back to eggs.
Hey, let's go. Welcome back.
I'm probably really not, but
come back to bacon, baby.
What?
Bacon and eggs the same
thing.
Come
get this omelet. Like,
no, you thought bacon, was the kids. That's just pigs.
Bacon is the same thing. It's a pig period.
Hold on. Right,
that's what bacon comes from.
Enough.
Yeah, I'm not disgusted by that. I still go eat some bacon. But eggs, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just
unfair. Do you crave eggs, though, Tony?
I don't really crave it like that because just egg is good enough for me now.
Just egg is fire.
Just you egg is super crazy. Fire.
Y'all gonna have me laying the towel down when I eat eggs.
But I used to be Eggs McGee in the streets, man. Omelets every day, man.
Have you ever had egg on white your pizza? Huh? The breakfast pizza with bacon and
I've
eggs
never had
on
that
it?
In my life.
I think I had that before. Was special. The cheese on it?
Yeah, they got cheese on there. This is something special.
Yeah. I've been slowly eating more cheese. I got to cut back
cheese
down
is fantastic.
Again.
But yeah, just eggs is a good time. It's a great time.
When it's a light flavor, it's all right. When
you
just sprinkle it on
it.
But then it take over. I'd be like, hold on, nah, it need to be a coat.
Now I don't want the
cheese.
The coat of cheese?
Yeah.
And I hate hard. I don't like, that's why I don't like coats. I don't like when it harden. Then I'm like, I'm good.
Like a fried cheese?
I like that.
Like I just got on Parmesan cheese. I used to hate
Parmesan. Love Parmesan.
Fresh Parmesan
cheese.
On a salad.
I used to put that on popcorn when we was a kid.
Hmm.
I'm a big fan of cream cheese.
Parmesan cheese on popcorn. That was my intro to Parmesan.
Oh, you did the
little crab green bottle.
Okay. The one that don't get old.
Okay.
Did you keep it in the fridge or in the cabinet?
I don't remember.
People keep it in the cabinet or in the fridge.
I thought it was supposed to go in the fridge.
It's supposed to go in the fridge, but a lot of people keep it in the cabinet.
Yeah.
You will have that forever. That thing will last. So you be at the very bottom trying to shake it up.
Just
and all stuck.
Knots and lumps in it.
Parmesan
cheese. Let me shake this up. This is still come out fine.
Parmesan, I thought you was talking about fresh parm.
I like fresh
parm.
I don't think I've seen fresh parm until I was grown.
Right.
Caesar salad's always at it.
I didn't eat Caesar salads growing up.
For some reason, as a kid, that was like my go-to. I loved them.
I grew up in the Midwest. We was just eating trash. We was eating big trash, man. We was getting commodities, government cheese.
Oh, so you made like milk. Pizza popcorn with the Parmesan. And as I was stuck
stop
in my
bringing
head,
pizza like, in everything.
He do I love it. Hard
enough.
I love it.
Why
wait, what does government cheese taste like?
Government cheese. No.
It depends on what point you eat it.
It what?
It depends on at what point you eat it. If you eat it cold, it tastes one way. If you heat it up.
And it's the toughest cheese around.
What
hard
is it?
To cut. I don't know what it is. It's government.
It's like a block of cheese,
it's
right?
Secret, yeah. So it comes like in a block.
It's like a lack of educational funding in there. white flight.
I don't know if it's dairy because it lasts a long time.
I don't know
time.
What it is. It don't last that long, though, because it starts to discolor and the edges get tough.
Yeah.
And
but you cut
it
those
don't
off.
Truly melt. No, it don't really truly melt like that. Mm-hmm. So it was just a big-ass block of hard-to-cut cheese.
It's like the deli cheese, but uncut.
Yeah.
Like everybody at home was supposed to have a little slice machine.
Right. We never had the slicer, so we had to come in strong arm of the law. Slicing hard. We needed a lumberjack to come in.
I never could cut a straight slice. It always was diagonal at some point.
What y'all laughing at over there?
They was getting it in back then.
No. So funny.
Andrew can keep.
What they do?
No. They was squabbling a second ago.
No.
They fighting over government cheese sandwiches. So you never had government cheese, DC?
Ever, but you know, I had family members that would always talk about it, but I never, you know, we didn't, you know,
you
we
never
was,
had it.
We wasn't.
DC, you sound like you had a black friend.
Nah, you never had it. Nah. You ever had it, Jay?
Yeah.
And you had it.
It was like a bootleg Velveeta.
Did they have it in Cali?
Yeah, they had it.
Yeah, they had it.
Bougie niggas.
Yeah, we just weren't poor.
He didn't even look up from the phone. He was like, yeah, we just wasn't poor.
Because I'm looking up what it is, because I never knew what it is.
Yeah. The government cheese.
I don't think they go give out what was in there. I don't think there was any dairy.
The government is in there. Yeah. That's what the hell
secrets.
Is in there. Secret CIA.
Processed cheese
paperwork.
That was used in the military kitchens during World War II.
Processed cheese. So it's
like
food
Velveeta.
Stuffs. Mm-hmm. That's what the hell it is.
I'm actually thinking Velveeta was so good.
Velveeta is pretty good, though.
But then you know, like, it's not real.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought as a kid, I'm like, oh, this is real cheese.
Is that the vegetable oil cheese?
Vegetable oil.
Is that the vegetable oil cheese?
I don't know.
The fumble.
Yeah.
Y'all don't know vegetable.
Vegetables. Velveeta's good to me, though.
I got to have it again now that I'm older.
It's good if you make it. I only like it in a, you know how people make them.
Dips?
Yeah, with the beans, the Super Bowl. All that. Yeah, yeah, it's good. It's good like that. I ain't gonna lie.
That's true.
No, people who like Velveeta like Miracle Whip.
I don't like it.
Do they?
Yeah, it go hand in hand.
They be putting
what's
it on
the
sandwiches?
Difference?
I got no beef with Miracle Whip or mayonnaise. I can eat both.
What is the difference between Miracle Whip and mayonnaise?
Oh, the taste difference is that.
You've had Miracle Whip.
They do taste different.
Nations uses Miracle Whip.
You know me, I wouldn't dare put my mouth towards mayonnaise, so I just want to know the difference.
It's a big difference taste-wise.
Okay.
Mayonnaise got like a tang to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Miracle Whip's kind of sweet.
Miracle Whip got that tang.
Uh-huh. Miracle, okay.
Mayonnaise don't have the tang. The little zest. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
But then once you get on aioli, hey man, you beat both of them.
That's mayonnaise.
That's new shit.
I know.
Yeah.
That's new shit. Yeah.
Garlic aioli.
Garlic aioli?
Garlic aioli,
aioli
wasn't
aioli?
Around
it's
in the 80s.
That's what I thought, yeah. They be trying to make it sound. You want a garlic aioli? Oh, yes, I would. Like
Alicia said, please. Miracle Whip is trash. Yeah,
garlic mayo don't sound
y'all gonna respect these white sauces or whatever.
Sour cream. My thing is, who wants a dry sandwich?
No.
Like, when people be saying that, like, well, what you putting on
me.
It?
You don't put mustard or something?
Oil and vinegar.
I just want to have a choice. Like I said, I want my sauce on the side.
What?
So
your
sandwich? I can decide.
So you dip
your sandwich?
It in?
Yeah.
What are you
dipping
it in?
Yeah, you can dip. Mustard, I'm good with mustard on my sandwich, but if I don't know what kind of texture the sauce is, like if it's aioli, mayo, Miracle Whip, I just need all sauce on the side so I can make the decision myself.
But when you make when you make a sandwich at home, what you
question,
doing?
Good question.
And which mustard?
I put yellow mustard on there or spicy mustard.
Okay. And that's it?
And that's it, yeah. That's all I need on a sandwich.
There you go.
I like a variety. I do Dijon depending on what I'm.
Honey mustard.
I do mayo mustard.
Yeah.
Together. I could do either or. Well, I can have a dry sandwich too, niggas.
I can't do no dry sandwich.
I'll do whatever I want.
All right,
I don't. I don't need the sauce all the time. Yeah, I just cheese and the meats and the bread. Depending on the bread.
I'll do it if it's a regular whatever day. If I'm making a sandwich though, because I slap a sandwich together, I can eat it dry. But if I'm making a sandwich, you know what I mean? I'm crafting a sandwich.
Oh, if you mean your pants are off? Yeah. You got the apron on, butt naked?
Yeah, butt naked. If I'm crafting a sandwich, if I'm just slapping one together, I'm like,
I can slap one together, man. What's y'all favorite bread on the sandwich?
On the slap together, I'll just do mustard. Yeah. Because it's like, I got to do this now. Yeah, I got to go.
The slap together, it'd be whatever.
I got a tie for first. It's either sourdough or croissant.
Oh, you bougie.
It depends on what I'm doing.
Y'all too bougie.
And you really croissant too?
For a regular sandwich?
Yeah, ain't no regular.
Croissant?
I'm making premium breads. I'm toasting
sourdough,
it on I'm bringing out the skillet. I ain't cooking it in the regular frying pan.
So what's the tie between sourdough and croissant?
I'm croissant, yeah.
Okay. Chaz?
If I get my pick, I've been a pretzel bun and brioche be killing, dog.
You look like a pumpernickel.
Well, you asked for the favorite.
You asked, Tony.
You asked for the favorite.
I know, but I'm judging you.
You want me to say rye? Because that's what Tony loves. You want something rye? Just rye.
Dry. That ain't my favorite, hoe.
Huh?
That ain't my favorite.
You just want whatever's the driest shit Tony wants. I want rye with white meat.
But I do like
rye.
I do like
rye. Make sure that white meat been out for 6 days, nothing more. Tony wants it. The driest shit he can get.
I like that artisan.
Oh yeah, the artisan's good, bro. That's not the
red cheese on it, right?
Nah,
I'm ashamed.
Oh, that's
of
the
you
ashy
fancy
one,
ass niggas.
It's a lot of fanciness in here, DC.
The artisan, that ain't what I buy. Right, that question was, what's your favorite? I buy just the regular wheat.
That's because you cheap.
Dude. Ain't a pretzel bun in my crib.
No, it's actually for their health. I can't be buying white bread.
White bread is nothing.
It's trash.
Well, that was going to be my choice.
What are
the white bread?
Wonder white bread back in the day? Hell. Make a sandwich fire, bro.
Nah, that bread be getting stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Man,
it do be getting stuck up top.
Oh, I do?
It do be getting stuck up top. But the sandwiches was good with
but
white bread.
White bread, yeah. Them skinny, cheap white breads with barbecue, when they give it to you in a barbecue plate.
Oh, yep. Yeah, the sop up bread.
The sop up, I got no complaints about that.
White bread was, it was clutch
that's
back in the day.
That sop up bread.
When we didn't know better.
Fire. No, I would do it right now. That sop up, the sop up. The sop up, I'm doing
but
it right
sometimes
now.
They throw the sop up bread in there for no reason. Like when you get fried fish, it's the sop up bread.
Yeah,
like,
if there's no
sauce.
Sopping
up the grease.
Nah.
Yeah,
that's what
this
is there for.
It's just to make a sandwich.
To absorb the grease.
But yeah, that's why they put it. Okay. Yeah.
So
you're not supposed to eat
eating
it.
Fish grease?
Yeah. Some people love it.
It's basically their form of paper, and some people like to eat it.
My favorite is actually pumpernickel.
You
pumps.
Fancy
you look
too.
Like a bitch. Yeah. Chaz, he took like your
my dad put me on to the pumpernickel, man, and I like the name. Pumpernickel. That'd be my porn name. Tony Pumpernickel.
What is that with your vegetable sandwiches?
I would come in with the meat out in between the pumpernickel slices and be like, I'm here to fix your sink.
Oh, you like this?
Yeah, pumpernickel, man.
It's cool except for them little, what are those little seed things that
Tony,
you
ain't no seeds in the pumpernickel.
But I know what you're talking about. It looks like.
What are those little things in it? Yeah, there's little.
Looks
like
what do you call it? The cork
seasonings in there. Material.
No, man, look out.
Yeah,
man.
I'm not a fan.
Pumpernickel. My dad started buying it when I go over there for the weekend because we always made sandwiches at my dad's house. And he had the pumpernickel. I was like, well, what's this? He was like, pumpernickel. and the slices were shaped different than the traditional hood white bread. And I was like, man, it's like wide slices. And I was all in ever since. So pumpernickel for me.
Is that the brown
bread.
One, right?
Yeah.
It's like a dark,
oh, I forgot.
Dark
brown. I just showed it to you. Yeah. That was too far.
Yeah.
Let me blow it up for you.
Cheesecake Factory bread be fire.
Oh, that dark bread at the Cheesecake Factory?
What is that?
I'll be going in. I think it's pumpernickel,
it's
if I'm
fire.
Not mistaken. it's fire now. Eh?
But I don't know if it's pumpernickel.
It could be pumpernickel. Because
it got the big oats on it.
Yeah, it do got the oats on the top.
So I think it might be.
They be selling it at the store now. Oh, Cheesecake Factory bread.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah. Cheesecakes in there and bread?
That bread be good without the butter. That's how you know it's good.
You know, Roscoe's
got... It's just the
bread. Roscoe's got frozen food, too. I told you I seen the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Memphis. Somebody's. I think somebody's selling their waffles too.
Yeah, they got the like the in the frozen ones. But I'm like, okay, so they need that butter out there too.
The difference is that, like, man, that store bought Wonder White bread be so cheap. So, like, if you got a splurge, you get some of that good bread. But if you're going to splurge, I suggest you use Upside, guys.
Oh,
from cringing at the pump to getting an eye-popping check at your favorite restaurant, inflation is hitting us all where it hurts. Oh. And it really, really hurts. Mm-hmm. That's why I started out with Upside. Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. With every purchase, you're earning cash back.
Cash back.
Thanks to Upside. I think we talked last time, Craig. You said you were doing Upside. I just set up my account finally, but you said you were doing Upside. How much cash back have you gotten?
I haven't checked yet.
Yeah? Check right now. Well, I continue reading. To get started, download the free Upside app, use promo code ISSUES, and get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's promo code ISSUES to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase. Next claim on offer, whatever you're buying on Upside, check in at the business, pay as used with a credit card, debit card, and get paid. So I'm waiting on my card. Did you get a debit card?
No, I didn't get one.
What did you get? Or you just do it from your app? Because mine is waiting for. I'm waiting for a card to come through. So I think you can do it from the card or from your app. But it's automatically everything you buy through your purchases. You get 2% cash back off top of anything that you purchase. Money back for anything. You're going to purchase some shit anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. So download the free Upside app and use promo code ISSUES to get $5 or more back on your first purchase, $10 or more. That's $5 or more back. First purchase, $10 or more using promo code ISSUES.
That should be a goddamn fool not to get that deal. Upside, baby.
I just like it because his face popped in real big for the people watching on YouTube. You gotta be a goddamn.
So the Cheesecake Factory bread is just called brown bread.
Oh, they're not even gonna tell us what it is.
They're just calling it brown bread. They don't want the secret out.
That's a lie.
I got bread drunk at the Cheesecake Factory one time. Bread I was just drunk? Briz McGee. And I was just saying, keep it coming.
I don't like that butter. It be cold and hard.
Yeah, they butter don't match.
Not a
bread.
Fan of the
and the bread's
butter.
Soft, so
it it don't match.
But
man.
If you get fresh
and the bread's
rolls,
not hot enough to melt the butter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you get a fresh roll, then you can put the butter in between and just let it.
Their bread don't be hot enough for the for the melt, especially when you eat.
You
fast.
Can you can request for melted butter.
Oh yeah,
really?
Mm-hmm. I did some fat shit one day.
Cheesecake Factory got the biggest menu in hip hop.
Man.
That menu is a novel.
Is Hard Rock close to Cheesecake? They have a menu like
I've never been there.
I've never been to Hard Rock.
Really?
I don't think. I might have been once, but sorry to disappoint.
But Cheesecake I used to frequent a lot because Cotty used to work there. When I first met her.
Free food.
Yeah. Yep. I was going there. Pick her up in her car. I was that nigga.
Yeah, you come was on, Jody. Baby boy.
I was that
nigga. He was Jody, yo.
I would pick her up in her car.
Hey.
On time, though.
On time. Yeah. Well, I got there early because I wanted to eat.
Keon was Jody.
I'll get there.
Selling clothes on the street.
You ever been Jody at one point in time? I've been Jody.
Jody?
I've been Jody a couple times.
Oh, yeah. I was Jody. At like 20, I was Jody.
I was Jody in the sense that I would drive Reed's car, but I had my own, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, I don't know if I was truly Jody.
No.
Yeah, that does count.
Okay, because I had my own, but what would happen is I would take Bart to her house, and then she'd be like, well, just drop me off at work.
Yeah.
And then keep the car.
You was driving around
because
her
car. She was holding me hostage all the time. Like, I would take Bart, and I'd be like, I'm going to go home. She'd be like, nah, just stay here.
Yeah.
So she'd be like, I'll give you my car. Like, basically, like, don't leave.
Please don't
So go. She would, like, she would go to work, leave me there. Just I'd be like, I'm uncomfortable.
You'd be driving around the city in her whip?
Is she having roommates?
Yeah, that was weird. But they'd be at work, too. But it was just weird. I was like, I'm a grown man. It's a house full of women. Like, I just feel like they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
She'd be like, just stay in the room. You got, it was like prison. She'd be like, you got your DVDs. You got your food. You don't need to leave. I'd be like,
I'm out.
How old were you? How old were you, Keon, when y'all was doing that?
Shit, I was 27.
Oh, okay.
I did that. I did that like 20 because I had a place and they were at home with nice cars and I was paying rent and I was like, oh nah, your car looked better during the day. We could park yours anywhere.
Hers was better. It was much better than mine. Mine used to mess up all the time and all kind of stuff.
Like, I had rent and kids to worry about. Yeah, I'm driving your car.
She just had better. She made way more money. This is when I was starting comedy, so I had no money. I just had enough for rent. That was it. And barely had that because Keith was covering most of that. So she would just be like, stay over here. There's food. There's. So I was like, all right.
Wait, you was roommates with your brother when you first started comedy?
In Congress? Mm-hmm.
Oh, when we was hanging out, I thought, okay.
What do you think?
I didn't know where he stayed. He just appeared.
I assume that if you are young, single, in California, you got a roommate. You living with somebody. That's my automatic assumption. Mm-hmm. Like, you living so with somebody. You
know, yeah, man.
Because it's like, especially up top, hell no.
I put the pressure on myself then. Yeah, that rent was hard.
I bet.
Some days just keeping that door closed so you don't see the manager. Acting like you out of town.
Nah, well, Keith was living off his military. You know what I'm saying? So we were good. Like, because I didn't have my rent.
He's like, he's a goddamn veteran. You know that?
Most of the time I didn't have my rent, so he was covering it.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? You know I'm my favorite little
girl. Oh, no, he gave me permission before I quit my job. Like, I've told this story before.
So just come stay with me, bro.
For all those times you told him he was an idiot for joining the military. Yeah. Like,
well, we jumped on him when he first signed up, because he signed up.
Oh, y'all gave him the Godfather?
Well, he signed up like mid
senior year.
Bush. War, like mid, he signed up for Marines. We were like, what are you doing?
This is Michael Corleone.
Mm-hmm. We were like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then come to find, he tested.
Oh, actually, no.
He knew he was smart. So he tested so high, he went to the computer thing. He wasn't no grunt. He wasn't So when he got his test back, he was like, yo, I'm going to Japan to sit in the office. And we were like, oh. He was like, I knew what I was doing. Like, why don't y'all get off me? Because like, we were just like, you got to go die in a war.
And then they would have sent me
to
the
desert.
He was
like, bro, I'm smart.
And most people get the advice to fail the test so that you don't get accepted.
Right.
But those people all end up on the front line.
Right. And he was tested super high. And it was like, oh, you. And that's what you do now, work on computers. He always been smart.
Yeah.
He was always the smartest. Of by far, he was in GATE. He had straight A's. Keith was always
smart.
He was
in GATE program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had to be smart.
Yeah, gifted and talented. Yeah. Something like.
Were you talking?
No,
they got to do word problems
to fail
on Fridays.
The seventh grade.
We knew it. We see it on your face.
Ooh, Tony, two times.
Keith was hella smart. Keith didn't get bad grades until girls start getting titties.
That's when it happens.
Our grades went to shit. We was like breast.
That's when they start counting. You're like 10th grade.
Right.
Breast really did mess everything.
Man.
You couldn't count past two, man.
It ruined everything.
I didn't even notice breast till I was in my late
20s. You a goddamn liar.
Didn't you have 7 kids by then?
Right. Yeah.
I think we definitely noticed breast before booties as younger.
Yeah.
Not me.
Nah,
you know, it was
a package deal, boy. Because it was just, I grew up in a black environment, so it was both. And we was just like,
yeah, people been thick since.
Wait, what age? What age are you talking?
I mean, I would say starting like 5th, 6th grade.
Oh, by
10,
then, by middle
11.
School, it was butts.
It was butts.
It was everything. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember this girl used to sit in front of me, and she would always lean over, and I'd be like, hard. The entire class, hard.
Well, no one really had breasts like in 3rd, 4th grade.
Yeah, in the projects they did.
School's
on that government cheese. Government cheese, they was out here.
They was, man, it was early, man. That's what I'm saying,
bro.
It was too early for this.
They was walking with hip problems and everything.
Even as a kid, I was like, man, it's too early for this, man. We in 3rd grade. Come on, man.
Stressed.
Come on, man. Give me a chance. I was pissed. Because I was Daydream McGee. I'll be out of here.
They was thick in the 3rd grade, bro?
The bodies was developing. You know, this is coming from 3rd grade eyes. So it was just like, You know, we was noticing.
Yeah, think about it. My daughter was like in 5th grade when I took her to get her first bra.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. We was just like, come on, man.
And then some of the girls, they played sports, so they was built like all in the thighs and stuff, and I'd just be like, well, fuck these grades. I couldn't focus.
It ruined everything.
I feel bad for the people that went to an all-boys school. I'm like, oh.
I would have got straight A's in all boys. Oh, yeah, I would have did way better. I wish I would have went to all boys.
I would have did way better.
I don't know. You still going to have the same feelings and stuff.
But you ain't seen the distractions.
But I'm not seeing it in class. Yeah.
Like, in class, I literally was just like, every time she got a bag, something out of her book, like, pens, I was just like.
The pressure is off to dress well. I would have just been in there focused.
I'm sure there's female teachers, though, that everybody crushes.
Well, most definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely.
Miss Williams is
Ms.
walking down the hall.
D.C. Goddamn Miss Brown. Over there.
Miss Deal.
Yeah. At the boys' school? Hell nah.
Not at the boys' school. Talking about for that fine teacher.
I could have did without the unwanted erections all day.
Like, I just had erections just on the strength of nothing.
That's what I'm saying. And then, but on top of that, it was just ridiculous.
It was just...
I used to be jealous of the dudes coming into class with hickeys. Like, man, where he get that hickey at?
You know what? I didn't start getting hickeys until I had graduated. Well, I might have had like one in high school, but then it was mostly after I graduated.
Yeah, what was the point of a hickey?
My mama told
me. Just to show off that you made out.
Yeah,
she said
much.
It's the way a woman marks you.
Yeah.
You
that's
respect
why I hated
yourself.
Yeah.
I used to be hickeyed up at Dairy Queen, and the management was like, hey, man, you got to. you can't be serving the customers all these hickeys on your neck. Because I was hickeyed up. And I was just like, you right.
Just one long one from here down.
Man, it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
They always gave you a bunch. They always said there was a bunch of remedies to get rid of the hickey.
It
fast,
did work.
None of them really worked.
It worked. Because it's essentially
which
what
one,
is it,
the blood
clot?
The pin top?
The frozen spoon.
Frozen
and
spoon.
I would just keep twisting and break it up, and then it would go away.
The same thing with the pin cap, supposedly.
Yeah.
You just keep.
You just have to get it out. Like, you have to break up
the lipstick tops, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. You just have to break it up, and I would do it, and it would work. But I remember I wasn't a fan of them. Because of like what your mom said, don't mark me. I'm not yours. I'm for the streets. Stop trying to stop. I know what you're doing. Stop.
And it didn't feel good.
It didn't. And some of them were really good at it. They get you quick. They be like, cut, and you marked.
You feel the pain.
No, hickeys was a good. Hickeys was a good pain.
I like the hickey feel. I'm like, you know what I'm saying. I just be posted up like, you know what I'm saying. That was just a moment in time, man. Dairy Queen tone.
You got your head mushed to the side. Move.
You know what it was? Some girls, that's just what they did. That's what I didn't like about it. Like, that's what they do. Like, I'm going to mark. And it's like, stop.
Like, just Hickey Harriet.
Yeah.
Hickey Harriet. She sounded like a 70-year-old slave.
Like, I'm not getting off on this. Like, stop.
But the hickey didn't even keep the girls away, though. No. Like, you could say it was a territory mark, but then they were still interested. Oh, you out here, hey, you know what I'm saying? It's just...
What made you look like a thot? They're like, oh, you over here getting your neck sucked.
Yeah,
come
I didn't want
sucked
people,
over here.
Yeah, that's true. I was just real like, hey, man, I'm for everybody. Like, don't do this. Like, don't...
Once they said it was unprofessional, I was like, all right, man, look out. I started looking at it differently. I was like, you right.
Definitely looks unprofessional.
It was I'm up there serving families.
Yeah, I definitely want my child getting ice cream from you, sir.
Yeah, man, I look dirty probably.
You
there.
Want soft serve or you want it hard?
And at that time, clothes was big, so you had these big clothes on. With Hickey, he was looking raggedy.
Because I had the three buttons here, so I had my collar open. Yeah, it was just all neck. Up. And I was just like, how may I help you today? And he was like, let me get a dipped hickey and a hickey blizzard. Like, sorry, guys. So I was like, all right, you're right.
So but you enjoyed that. Them, though.
Yeah, for sure.
You enjoyed
them? No, I wasn't a huge hickey fan, man. I'm like, nah, don't do that. I had to go see people. You know what I mean? Like, I have to live my day to day. Like, I don't need people asking me. What's up with this? Yeah.
And I got off them quick because I was like, the first time I tried to give one, I was like, oh, yo, salty neck ass.
Next be salty.
There's a little bit of perfume and salt. I was like, oh, tongue numb and so.
And
like,
DC, you was in?
Salty neck don't bother me that much. Like that. It's kind of natural, you know what I mean?
Like, hey, just add some lime, baby.
It's natural.
It's a little natural.
But you enjoyed the hickeys.
I enjoyed receiving them, but I didn't like the attention that they gave you once you got them. So I would be trying to cover them up, like kind of like Chaz. It just, you know, it's not a good look.
But were you aroused?
Yes, I would.
You liked them that much, Tony? Where we get you going?
Oh, everything got me going back then.
Yeah.
Back Blizzard got me going.
Right. Back then. Then you get older and it doesn't work like that. And some people need a blue chew.
Oh, that
thing
blue chew. You feel me?
Yeah. Blue criminal.
Guys, it's time to bring the summer heat into the bedroom.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? I mean, leave your fan on. Because who smashes without a fan?
Sometimes I need that excess sweat.
Yeah. And temperatures aren't the only thing that's rising this summer.
They did that.
Yeah, that's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, confidence can take you far in life, and it can also help in the bedroom, especially when it comes to stepping up to the plate, and that's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets. And at a fraction of the cost. Ah, my favorite word, fraction of the cost. That gives me a boner right there.
Come on, put it away. Yeah. Can't almost flip the table.
Yeah.
Save your discreet package.
Yeah. You hear that, guys? chewable tablets at the fraction of the cost. And you can take them anytime, day or night. So plan ahead and you'll be ready for any time the opportunity arises.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in a discreet package. No one knows you. You just sign up at bluechew.com. B-L-U-E. CHEW.com. Consult one of their licensed medical professionals. And the best part is it's all done online. So you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to do none of that. You just get on there. You get your package for your package. And you're good to go.
Package for your package.
Package for your package.
Get
so right now
box
you can try
box.
BlueChew.com. Use our promo code ISSUES. You just pay $5 for shipping. That's it.
No, that's cheap.
All right.
Man.
BlueChew.com. Promo code ISSUES to receive ISSUES. Your first month free.
Yeah.
Free.
Oh.
Free.
Oh.
Hey, King got the double butter.
Free, man. That's a hickey right there.
I got flashback on my Skechers.
Yo, Chaz really be wearing Skechers.
He do.
With the wheels? I
got to
see you roll across.
I don't think Skechers got it. Do they have the wheels?
Yeah.
Man. They got wheels, man.
You serious?
I thought the Heelys had the wheels.
Skechers had
them in the
front.
Skechers had some,
too.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, Skechers bit off Heelys.
I've been trying to find those in 11.
Chaz is a grown man, yo. Wearing Skechers.
I wear Skechers, dog. Proudly, too. I'll be out in the streets.
I just want to see him rolling.
You be ordering stuff at the counter. I'll just be looking at the Skechers like, this nigga right here.
Skechers.
He be standing there.
I'm zero shame.
The thing is, I've never seen Chaz in new Skechers. They're always old.
Skechers come old. That's how you buy them. You buy them old.
I know. I remember when the black ones were new, when he first got the black, because he didn't want to wear them at first. Then he started wearing them. Like, look, man.
I thought only people who skipped wear Skechers.
I do skip. I skip everywhere I go. You see me skip. You guys see me skip.
Sherry Tucker said, ain't nothing wrong with Skechers, Tony. Everything is wrong with
Skechers. Hey, man, my Skechers be mad.
They're
comfy,
ugly
bro.
Shoes.
I want to see someone hooping Skechers.
Oh, man. Chaz would
be picking them up.
Pass Chaz the ball.
They would have
ball
to say, I got next after
yeah,
next.
Yeah, you have to
next.
Already have next.
Yeah.
If you like, you need one, and I look, and you got such a sketch, nigga, no.
And you roll on the court?
No.
How was that a throw? All the way to the basket?
My feet stopped.
Bro, it's like a tornado happening right now out here.
Oh, in Tampa? Yeah? In Tampa?
Yeah, it's bad.
Tampa gets tornadoes? DC?
Well, I wouldn't say tornado.
It's
it,
tropical
it was just
storm.
A lot of
where he went?
Tropical, a in tropical Tampa. Storm, my bad.
Okay.
Get out of there, D.C.
Florida, it'll rain at a moment's notice.
Yeah,
bro, it's crazy.
They had floods a couple weeks ago. That's why it's probably a little less. And it's a tropical storm.
Yeah. Tampa.
Oh, I don't think they can
but
see
there's
him,
a lot
though.
Of beautiful women out in Tampa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's nice out there, yeah.
The women.
And beautiful homes.
Mm-hmm.
San Jose has some lookers out there, bro. That was a good
there's a lot of women in San Jose, yeah. California. I felt like it was more women than men for sure.
Definitely.
I know that's typically, but it was ridiculous.
And y'all were on the strip, right?
I was gonna say, it might have been where we were too.
Yeah, they were just everywhere.
Well, that's where everything is.
Yeah, it was a
you know what it was. You know what it felt
day.
Like. What it felt like it was, you know, most times the women they be like coupled up. It was a lot of single
it was
women,
a single,
like, yeah, together.
Well, that's a, you know, I mean, you know, DC, that's a party area.
Yeah, they left all their men in the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They was getting out. Yeah. They was going to that club across. There's a club across the street from the comedy venue.
It was lit every day,
and they were just going in there by the truckload.
Yeah, I think I know what spot you're talking about.
Yeah, right across the street.
It's literally right across.
And then the hot dog dude set up.
It was mad.
Oh, they got
hot
the hot dog dude
yeah.
now.
Uh-huh.
Noob said 4.5 to every guy in San Jose. That's crazy.
Yeah,
oh,
that's why we used to go out there to party.
That's cool. Yeah. Ratio.
We would drive out there every weekend.
Mad women
go to Club Wet. And we would just go out there and party every weekend. Because it was so many women.
We did San Jose before, right?
I don't know if I went with you. I went with Lil Damon. I don't know if I went with you.
I wasn't there that day, but I heard about that day.
That's when Nicki was in there tripping.
Who was tripping?
Nicki Minaj.
She was at the comedy club?
No, the club we went to after.
Oh, okay. And what was she tripping on?
She had a concert earlier, and then she wanted to have the whole VIP for herself. Mm. And Too Short was in there like, nigga, this is my area. Like, what are you talking about? So Short, they kicked everybody out except for Short and Damon. And then Nicki had the whole...
Which is a very big area.
Mm. It was huge. Mm-hmm. And then she shows up, she waves real quick, and then leaves. So she did all that fuss for no reason.
They probably missed out on a large percentage of money from those bottles.
Right. And so, but Short, when they tried to tell Short, it was so funny. He was like, I am the bae. Like, what are you talking about?
He probably there a lot, too. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, hell no.
Yeah. They're like, you guys can stay. And they booted everybody else out. Like, all the non-famous people got booted. Which was trash, because she showed up with all these entourage and then just left.
How long ago was it?
And this was a long time ago.
This is when she was prime.
This is Monster around Monster.
Oh, man. It's Pink Friday, Nicki. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a lot, man.
So we did go then another time. Yeah.
That's a whole lot, man. I want everybody out for this 5 minutes that I'm being here.
So much security, too. So much security.
Oh, wow.
Last time I went, there's the reggae spot right up the street, upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Reggae spot.
Yeah, you go get your little bogle on.
Don't know if I saw your bogle on.
I don't remember a reggae joint. There's a cookie spot up the street, goddamn. Cookies around the
corner. Oh, yeah, Tony. Tony was committed to get... I tried to talk you out of it, bro.
No, you didn't.
I said, yes, I did.
You said, goddamn thing. No, you tried to have somebody else go for me.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You was just like, hey, let somebody else go for you, man. It's just up the street.
Is that where y'all had those breakfast cereal, the Crunchberry donuts?
That was at the hotel.
Okay. They were just sitting out.
Which hotel was you at?
Yeah.
At the Hotel Dianza.
Oh, they was just giving those for free?
You go to the corner and then down?
It's down the street. So if you were to walk from the hotel to the club, you would walk up... I forget that main street or whatever.
Right.
You make a right on the club street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Was there a first street somewhere?
Well, the tracks are on the actual streets of the club.
Right, right.
There was no tracks before that. We walked all the way up. And then once we see the tracks, that's when we make a right to the club.
Got you.
They were giving Crunchberry donuts away. Yeah, they
just had them sitting out there.
Yes.
I would have for sure had a couple up in the
room. DC, you didn't take them to the Mexican spot? That'd be open late?
No, I didn't.
Nah, that'd be popping.
We were getting done late, too.
But it'd be open late.
He kept that on the tuck.
It'd be open late, because that's where everybody go after the clubs let out.
DC didn't mention
the lines be stupid, though. So you probably...
Yeah, we don't want to deal with that. Can't go everywhere with Tony out there. We'd be getting bothered.
Man, that's where you meet people.
I know.
We always be in the street. We was in the streets in D.C.
We met football players
after. We was active in D.C.
In the going to diners, they just be putting you at booths. Like, well, we can't let you in, but you can sit with this guy.
Y'all sitting together.
Yeah, you in there like, hey man, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Sitting together. Let me ask y'all this. It's a debate right now. Topic: Drew Hill or Jodeci? Drew Hill or Jodeci?
That's an easy one.
It's easy for me, but y'all not gonna like my answer.
It wasn't easy for me.
You gonna pick somebody with no hits, DC?
Easily Drew Hill.
I thought you was going to say Silk. He's going to always throw a wrench in Silk.
No, this easily Drew Hill.
It's not easy for me.
That's no reason not to like it, because Drew Hill is dope.
Yeah, but easy. Drew Hill, just their music, just like, to me, not hit-wise, but Jodeci and them was kind of a little bit, they yelled just a little bit too much for me and screamed.
Fair enough.
I get it.
Yeah, just a little bit too much for me.
You going Drew Hill?
Drew hit me with that melancholy.
You going with Drew Hill?
Who'd you go with, Craig?
Jodeci. Okay. It just marks a time in my life that was just like, Jodeci was getting a whole, into R&B.
So that's what people were saying on my poll.
The whole
right?
vibe.
They were saying that Jodeci is people's nostalgia plays a big part in why everybody loves them.
And they were so invest in they were so
who they were like the, they came culture. Out they were hip hop R&B they were
they changed hits, the game
they changed so people are like
they changed the game
I was wearing no shirt to school
right
they changed the game it gave birth to Drew Hill
but I kept flip flopping because I ran through both their categories I mean catalogs and I was like damn I actually like both who I listened to I grew up listening to Jodeci because my auntie but on my own I probably listened to Drew Hill more. Because that was actually my era. So, but I like both. So
they're both good.
Yeah, they both fire.
For sure. And I think Drew Hill is more vocally talented than Jodeci.
Oh, absolutely.
And so. They did a. I did see a lot of people dye their hair platinum.
Oh, we had a dude.
They hit those pictures, but they was out there.
We had a dude at school. We called Cisco. Like he would dye when Cisco changes to silver. He changes to silver. Like he.
Yeah. There was a Cisco at every school.
Oh yeah, there's always a Cisco.
Always. Mm-hmm. But vocally, Drew Hill's better.
Vocally, Drew Hill is better. Chaz?
I am also Drew Hill.
Drew Hill. Did you even listen to Jodeci as a youth?
Nope.
Did you listen to him now, though?
Nope.
Jesus Christ.
Have you heard of Jodeci, man?
Fucking.
Have you ever heard of them?
I could say way more about Casey and JoJo. I'd be like, who's the D? I don't know who that is.
Devontae and Dalvin.
Devontae.
Yeah. And Dalvin.
And Dalvin.
So together. you don't know like Come and Talk to Me in this song.
I know the song. Come and Talk to Me. I know the song.
I got a KC stroke. I ain't got no Cisco stroke.
Yeah.
It's more aggressive.
Like, I think KC. if you go back to a style, like, you know what I'm saying, you would be more proud of dressing like Jodeci than you would Cisco.
You had to look back.
Cisco was more of a flash in the pan on that. He was and then, you know.
The aluminum foil suit.
Yeah, that was a moment.
Jodeci was never around when I grew up. I know that song. You'd have to like, oh, that song's a Jodeci song.
All my life?
Like, oh.
You know, All My Life? That's around when you was old enough to understand music. Oh, it's not Jodeci. Their catalog don't count.
It does count, but Chaz is young.
I know All My Life. Oh.
Everybody knows that song.
Baby. I mean, but that came out in the late 90s.
Yeah, that's what I say. You would know JoJo and Casey.
That's what I'm saying. The other two, you'd be like Jodeci.
When were you born?
86, 85.
But the D's never sang anything.
So he was born in 85?
Yeah.
So he was six when Forever My Lady came out.
Like, I know the song. I can't tell you an album.
So Drew Hill.
And then Casey and JoJo were really big middle school, high school.
Drew Hill was huge. Drew Hill, Chaz was grown when Drew Hill came out. Yeah. He was 12.
Yeah, I was out here, man. I was out here trying
music hits you differently when you're 12.
So what's his excuse for not knowing Jodeci?
Well, he's young,
around.
He knows JoJo and Casey.
He's born 85, 91 is when Jodeci. But like you said, he had aunts around you playing that shit.
And my dad played Jodeci all the time.
Ain't nobody played him.
And you got into women before Chaz did.
This is Chaz. So.
They just weren't around. I wasn't in my
No,
in
there
my
was
circle.
Women around. You just weren't into them.
No one played them? And I definitely was not then into women at all.
My dad played that Jodeci out.
Everybody tried this. Ooh, yeah.
They was just so like dope, like the way they dressed. I was just like, look at these cool ass individuals.
But
right
also,
here.
When I was a kid, bro, R&B was boring to me. I was like, look at these cats in silk pajamas out here trying to be cool. Unless it was TLC, I was all in. I knew.
Jodeci was the first people I seen with their hat on backwards singing R&B,
standing there. Come Boots. And talk to me. The original Come and Talk to Me. They was just standing there.
I was like, look at these soft ass niggas.
In the
and
wash.
I kept on walking,
like by the LA River, right. It was in like one of those washes singing.
Well, they were singing
Stay was
one
like very
one of them was in a one of them was in a desert. One of them songs in a desert.
That's Cry For You. Cry For You. That's the second album. First album, they was like Forever My Lady.
Forever My Lady and Stay though, them videos wasn't they were R&B videos. They were you know, they had the flowy because I remember
Stay was pajamas.
Yeah, JoJo on the balcony you know.
Come and talk to me. They was in front of the city skyline in the street. So it was like they had that little edge. And then Come and Talk to Me, they was just standing there. And I was just like, yo, I like what they
that Come
on.
And Talk to Me. And the remix,
I heard
was
the
like,
remix with Woo before I heard
the
original
remix
one.
Was a killer.
But I did take this weekend on my 5-hour drive to San Jose, and I listened to three Mary J. Blige albums.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you listened to three of them? The first three?
Mm-hmm.
Which one you liked the best?
You know, they were all not for me, but you
what?
Know. She was going through some things.
Because of Casey.
So, yeah, Mary went through some. So the one, I forgot which one, I think it was the third one. They had
It was a commentary with each song. So she was talking about the song or where it came from. That's my life. Oh, that was my life. Okay, so that's the second one, right? Okay. So that was really cool just to hear that, because it's her now kind of talking about it. And I was like, oh, that's dope, bro. But yeah, I mean,
so you listened to three great albums, like, felt nothing. The best.
Did I feel? Yeah, I really didn't feel like, oh, I'm coming back.
You know what? You should have broke up with Yo before the car.
Yeah,
ride.
I figured if I was,
they got back with her when y'all got back there.
But that's fair though.
I was like, okay.
I don't feel Mary J. I just liked some of the songs.
I like some of the songs. For sure. Does Mary have great songs? For damn sure.
What album did you like the best?
I mean,
you didn't like I'm Going Down.
Come on, man. A great song. Great song.
Great song, but
But if you tell me, like, which albums, I'm like,
I'm not.
Being like seven.
I don't care who you are. You felt when that song Cry from Waiting to Exhale.
Not gonna cry no more?
Not gonna cry no more. You had to feel that.
I just said she has great songs. I'm not gonna say that part again.
Which album did you like the best?
The second one. I don't know. It's the
one. He don't even listen, bro.
The commentary.
He was saying he didn't really care for any of them.
I can't say this clear, DC.
Yeah. He's made.
He didn't say he didn't care for any of them. He just said it's not for me. But like, I can still get like
never
which
resonated.
One was better.
I wasn't like, dang man.
A lot of artists, but I can tell you, I like this over that.
He's happy in his relationship, so he's not really tripping over marriage.
Well, what's the 411? Ain't a lot of pain there.
No, I didn't feel.
My life is the pain.
What's the 411? That's my whole joint.
It goes back and forth between what's the 411 in my life for me. But as a grown man, that my life is like, yeah.
Man, that what's the 411 with Grand Poobah hit,
though. Oh, man, for sure. What's the 411, huh? Mary and Grand Poobah together was a good duo.
Yeah.
And I wanted a Mary J. and Lil' Kim album, because they was a good duo. Mm-hmm. And they was actually friends.
That'd be interesting, for sure, an interesting album.
Yeah, Mary and Method Man, great duo.
Mary and Method Man, she just was good with rappers.
I haven't seen a duo do that with female rappers in R&B.
That's
like male rappers would do it. Like Chris Brown would do it with a rapper with Tyga, but you don't see it. I'm just saying. Man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Tyga. I mean, you know, he's talented.
I'd like to see that with like her and
R. Kelly and Jay-Z.
Yeah, best of both worlds.
Twice.
Even while they was beefing.
I didn't like those albums.
I like one of them.
The second one I didn't care for at all.
Yeah, they just do like it all.
Best of both worlds.
I didn't like those albums.
DC didn't join in on the
He probably did.
Didn't he like try to erase that out of his catalog or something like that?
Well, yeah, because he went to jail for 30 years, R. Kelly.
Now, they always had beef long before. So it got messy
the
with
pepper
them.
Pepper spray
years
in
ago.
Madison Square Garden.
Was the beef over the maybe Jay knew? Was that the beef?
I heard the beef was. It wasn't
been.
Jay. It was Dame and R. Kelly.
I don't know.
That was the disruptive part because of Leah thing.
Makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
It adds up.
Yeah. But somebody was saying that Jay-Z was trying to holler at Aaliyah back in the day. I don't know how true that is, but who the hell knows?
Is it bad?
Somebody speaking of that shit?
Yeah, yeah. I guess so. I didn't hear it.
The Tin Man.
Somebody got the squeaky chair?
Yeah, chicken ass over here.
I thought we got it.
Chicken ass?
That's what Chaz stands for. Chicken ass.
Oh, yeah, the Nas and Mary J. tour. I wanted to go to that.
The Nas and Lauren, didn't they start off with a tour?
Nas and Lauren did a tour as well, but before that, he did one with Mary.
I like Mary's upbeat songs more than her slow ones.
No, give me them slow joints.
Give me them slow ones.
Her slow ones, I don't really, because I don't really be feeling her voice like that. So I like the
Make me
upbeat.
Cry.
I like her upbeat and her slow.
You be in the tub crying, DC?
I like What's the 411. I mean, not What's the 411. Real Love. And
Real
I also
Love
like,
is, like, I like
slow
that.
Joints.
But her slow ones, I'll be like, all right, stop screaming. We get it. Like, shut up.
That's the pain, man. The screams is the pain.
I'm not in the pain.
It hurts.
It's getting because
you ain't never hurt. You don't know what pain is.
Oh, my God.
But when you feel it.
Not relationship pain. No, I don't know.
What pain you felt?
I don't know what that is.
What pain
I've
you felt?
I've lost people. I've done, you know what I mean? That, but that relationship pain, no. I don't relate to that. Well, if you must know, I just lost my last grandparent.
That's just now, though. That's last year.
What was your question? No, my dad's dad.
Oh, your dad's dad?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. When that happened?
I just didn't say nothing. Like 2 weeks ago?
Really?
Hmm? Yeah, jerk. Yeah, you jerk. How you feel about yourself now?
God damn, man.
Yeah. How you feel about yourself?
Sneaky bad. I feel like shit.
Yeah, you should. How you sitting there? You sitting there. You can take, you marinated.
You can take solace in the fact that everybody is fine. Everybody is.
What do you mean everybody's fine?
As far, you know, because we were fortunate enough to have the grandparents. The women, surprisingly, both my grannies died early. But the dudes, 80, 90s. So it's like, yeah, they lived.
So what you know about pain? I'm back to my original statement, man. You know what I'm saying?
But relationship pain, no, I don't relate to that stuff. Like, that's why, and I think that's why I like.
I don't really have relationship pain.
The sex songs and the love songs in R&B more, because I relate to those. The heartache ones I don't relate to.
It's because you never had pain.
Yeah.
Had I heard Mary's album in 2000.
When you got cheated on?
Yeah. In 2000.
Chaz had been in the shower sliding down the wall.
In 2004, 5-ish, 6-ish, whenever that was. Had I heard it then, I probably would have been like, yo, I don't know about Mary, man. Let's talk about Mary.
I could never listen to it with my girl at the time. I always thought the songs was about me. I was
when like, they be singing it extra loud when you walk in, volume cranked.
Oh, man.
The crazy thing is, I always liked heartbreak songs, even though I've never really had my heart broken relationship-wise.
I do too, though.
So it's like, because I like that.
I love Bruno Mars. What's that one? It's like
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of it either.
Get a little bit harder now.
No, I thought you meant smoking out the window.
He's talking about talking to the moon. Wait.
Could you do this to me?
No, he's talking about I should have brought you flowers.
When I was your man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be singing my ass off on that song. But like those breakup songs, when like I feel all those songs. They don't raise it to me emotionally, but I'm like, if the song is cracking, or even like Sam Smith's you
so you don't like blacks, is what you're saying.
I just said.
You didn't
well, neither one of them are black.
Yeah, we don't count him as black.
No, Sam Smith?
No, not Sam Smith. It's about Bruno.
Bruno's not black.
What is he?
He's a bunch of different
he's
stuff.
He's Hawaiian.
But not black.
He ain't got no
Filipino
black in him.
Filipino and no.
Yeah. Give us some black pain,
Chase. He do black music,
just
man.
Just because he got an afro?
Give us some black pain.
Yeah, he do black music, man.
Give us some black pain that you was feeling.
Let me see. Who else out there?
Elton John. Phil Collins.
He ain't black. Michael McDonald. He ain't black.
Who else got a somebody else out there?
Yeah.
Name a nigga.
I thought we name disconnected DC a long time ago. You can't disconnect DC.
Can't you just hang up on him?
Guys, my music doesn't see colors, guys. Okay? You guys know that music is one of those
right
things.
Chad,
but do you see
puts
black?
Puts his music on. He puts on his shades.
You listen to the blacks.
Just goes.
Skechers. Republican shades.
Republican shades. Skechers.
He does not connect with the blacks.
Look at the coons. The Beatles are great American music, guys. Anybody else?
I would agree. I just think everybody who covers their music does it better than they did.
No, I mean, I don't know. I was just talking.
Agreed, agreed.
You know what I'm saying?
The whitest band I could think of was the Beatles.
But they're great, though.
They were great songwriters.
And
they were great songwriters.
They might tell you something.
Yeah, I didn't like them singing with their English accent.
I didn't like the singing.
Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to hide it all the time. The
Sam
song.
Smith is from over there, right? He ain't got no accent.
I don't know where he's from.
A lot of those British singers would lose the accent.
I didn't know Bruno Mars was it. I thought he was some kind of blackish.
Nah.
I thought he was something mixed in there. Man.
He's got a lot going on. Yeah. Like, I'm sure his ancestry
is there. I don't care what y'all say.
But who else you got, though, Chaz? Who is black?
What this man, I listen
Adele
to a lot
count.
Of black people. Adele don't count. But she got me, dark me, all up in her. Come
Whitney
on.
Houston?
Whitney, yeah, I got, you go.
No, not,
he
you,
don't know.
You're not
hold
me.
On, hold on, hold on. I got you. He's I got you a Whitney song.
Don't be bailing out in the comments. Yeah, they ain't going to save your
Bodyguard don't count.
But that one don't count?
Yeah.
Well, then.
No, it don't.
No movie. Why not? No movie soundtracks count.
Wait, Nick.
He was about to say Dolly Parton,
but that's easy for him to know.
True.
My Janet Jackson. That's there we go.
Wait, we still on Whitney?
Oh no, we moved on.
What was he talking about?
I don't know.
We was talking about black heartbreak music that Chaz listens to.
I sent you.
What about Toni Braxton?
That
song was huge.
Yeah, and I know. 7 whole nights. I grew up on that.
Unbreak My Heart was huge.
Unbreak My Heart.
What was you in?
Say you love me again.
I'm not asking about songs he heard.
When you walk out of my life,
I'm asking what he's feeling.
I cry these tears. I've cried for so many nights. Unbreak my heart. Unbreak mine. Unbreak mine.
Is that Black Enough yet?
No. Am I there yet? You know it.
I know it.
You know the song. But did you feel the song?
I felt all that. But it's funny because when I'm singing it with my mom, I'm like, this is fun.
Yeah.
Then you get older, I'm like, what was she going through, man?
Heartbreak.
Yeah. And then my parents get divorced years later. I go like, damn, that was way more.
You could have gave warning. Than I ever thought. You could have gave warning to your pops. Hey, dude, you got to
hey, man.
You keep listening to Tony, man.
What's happening over here?
You were singing these songs knowing what was going on. Man, you could have gave him the word.
Yeah.
You could have saved shit.
But songs do hit different if you're going through whatever they're going, or if you can even relate to it more. You know what I'm
saying? Absolutely.
But the crazy part about it is that sometimes when the songwriters create that song, they weren't even going through shit.
Nah,
they just be like, oh, my friend was telling me about it, and right. I just wrote it down, and this and that.
Yeah. And it'd be little
we'll
parts.
Take it and be like, damn, it fits me, yeah.
Right, it'd be little part. Like, even in Jodeci, when he's when he says, so you have my baby, that used to just be funny to me. And then, when I got it, I was like, yeah, man.
It means so much.
It means everything. It's great.
There's nothing more precious.
Like that whole, all that, I'd be like, yes. Preach.
Now my dreams are reality. Jodeci got the best R&B name, hands down. Just how it's constructed.
How they use everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
That's genius how they put super that together clever. And made it sound like dope.
They're all brothers, right? Did we talk about that on here?
Casey and JoJo are brothers, and Devontae and Dalvin are brothers.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Wait, so what did Dalvin do? He rapped on the songs, right?
He probably was like, take your brother with you. It's probably that situation.
He probably co-wrote some stuff.
Take your brother with you.
I'm in a single group. Take your brother.
Take your brother.
It'll help to harmonize.
He said what he did on the Vlad TV interview, but I can't think off top.
Because if he wrote, I'm thinking.
Because Devontae wrote a lot. Yeah.
Devontae
right?
was writing and producing.
And he went on. He
would do the spoken word.
Yeah.
Dalvin got married to T-Boz in the one video.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That was his comment.
I thought you was gonna just end it.
the wedding song. You know what I'm saying? The show, the after party in the hotel.
Never seen the video. Oh, the women are saying Dalvin was the eye candy.
Devontae was eye candy. I thought
because he was always shirtless.
KC,
I thought Devontae was the sex symbol of the group.
I thought Casey was. He was always on the front singing the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Casey was the talent, though. But the women was like, Devontae.
Yeah.
We got a woman in here right now. Now, let's get the scoop.
Yeah. Who?
Dalvin, Devontae, JoJo, Casey.
Who you feeling?
Who had you visually aroused?
It was Dalvin all day.
Oh, Dalvin?
Yeah.
Because he was Dalvin.
He just had a vibe. His skin was like really, really brown, but not too brown. And then his eyes was like.
He had the S curve.
He really had to do nothing. He was the vibe of the group. You just be like, oh, okay, they sexy. And he'd be like, no, he's sexy.
Ah.
Yeah.
So Dalvin was your guy.
Dalvin.
Mm-hmm. The one.
Ladies in the chat were who y'all
Dalvin.
Have.
That's what they said.
It's Mr. Dalvin. Yeah.
Mr. Dalvin. Mr. Dalvin, my bad. You know what I'm saying?
Why is it Mr. Dalvin?
That was his name. He wasn't just Dalvin.
Oh. Dalvin Mr. Devontae. Dalvin. I want somebody to pick JoJo, goddammit. y'all always overlooking the guy with some size on him.
JoJo, you know said, I know why I'm here.
Women are shallow, man. Sick of y'all.
No, but Wanya was winning. He had size.
Was he winning?
Yeah, women like he was dating Brandy.
No, we could always get a girl, but it was nobody was ever saying.
Take your shirt off, JoJo.
Wanya was visually. The most of the group, which and they. You know, they're not the best looking group, but of the group.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It was slim pickings and boys.
JoJo was the only one that wore his shirt buttoned up.
Boys to men, who'd you have visually?
Ooh, the voice of the tall.
It was Michael.
Oh,
Michael.
My
yeah.
Deep voice.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
It was Mike. It was never Wanya.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fact.
Biggie gave hope to every big, ugly
Heavy
dude.
D.
Because Biggie had Faith, and everybody was like, Faith was gorgeous.
And so big dudes won. Faith wasn't gorgeous back then?
Faith was good looking.
Faith, I thought the face was
not cute. Back then.
Yes, she was.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Craig?
Back when he Faith was beating fine back one then. More chance? Nah.
She got even finer as the years went on better. That Faithfully album. But she was, I was like, all right, Biggie.
She just had blonde hair. Thing. You fell for the blonde.
Hell no. The lips, the face.
Nah, it was the lips for me.
It was them lips.
Them
man.
Lips for me.
Lips did it?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you mean lips did it?
Yes. Yes.
Lips always do.
Women that's, ooh, look at her lips.
And exactly.
They were her lips, goddamn it. Organic.
What?
All right.
I've never been like, man, her lips.
Heavy D has super
you never
swag.
Been in the lips?
Never mind the rest. Lips.
Right. Oh, lips is clutch. Lips,
I'm a big fan of yips.
Lips is clutch,
one
man.
Cold day could change your whole thought of her. Just one chap day.
You say Wanya was done. The voice.
Wanya was. Well, Boyz II Men actually shared the vocal.
Boyz II Men, those three was mad talented. Vocally, they insane. Could easily take the lead.
They
was
they
like,
do.
They was like the En Vogue minus one. Because in Vogue, all four of them would switch the leads.
They was fine, too.
And they had, they had the lead singer As Yet over at Boyz II Men at first, too.
At first, I felt bad for him.
He was supposed to be the face of the group.
He was supposed to be the guy, and they wouldn't let him out of the contract, so he had to stay with As Yet. But he wanted to be in Boyz II Men. I was like, damn, that's...
So was Boyz II Men going to be five?
No, I think Michael wouldn't have been there.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, dang. So it was supposed to be him, and they was friends, too. Oh. So he was like, those are my guys.
Yeah.
And then they was like, we ain't letting you out of this contract.
I thought he didn't want to sign the contract because he knew it was a trash contract. And he is trying to tell them, but they all rushed to sign.
Oh.
I forgot what it was. But I know he got stuck with As Yet, and he didn't want, they wanted him out, he didn't want to be there. Man. And As Yet had one hit, and Boyz II Men is legendary.
Boyz II Men is legend.
That's cold,
God damn.
That's cold.
I know he... Pissing himself.
Cold as hell.
God damn, man. Piss. Speaking of piss, man, balls. It's hot. Summertime.
Woo.
If you haven't heard already, it's a smooth sack summer. When you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you're escaped from pubes to bum.
Mm.
That's right. This is the summer to keep your balls cool while still looking hot with Manscaped. The leader in below-the-belt grooming and making sure we all have a ball this summer by giving our pants partners everything they need to stay fresh. Dive headfirst into smooth sack summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with our code
Issues.
The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything you need to prepare that summer bod. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. The Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor. A new multifunction on and off switch can engage a travel lock and gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave.
Hmm.
Did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? Beach, lake, or shower, this razor will devour even the strongest pubes. Now that you have the perfect haircut, use Manscaped liquid formulations to keep that freshness even at the hottest barbecues. Most importantly, use the Crop Preserver ball deodorant to stay cool in the heat. With a soothing aloe vera formula, it's the best in the business for below-the-waist freshness, and this clear, drying formula will keep looking good while smelling good. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts.
What?
Free gifts. Yeah. Free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped boxers and the Shed travel bag that will bring your comfort to another level. Wearing sandals with some nasty toenails during the summer months? Take a look at this Shears 2.0, a luxury nail grooming kit. A lot of you fellas need these nail grooming kits, man. This kit includes stainless steel nail cutters, tweezers, and grooming scissors. With the performance package, your balls will be ready to impress. Make sure you cover the rest with the Shears 2.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Issues at manscaped.com. That's 20% plus free shipping with the code Issues at manscaped.com. It's a smooth sack summer, boys. Mm-hmm. Get on board or get left behind with your crusty ball sack.
Yeah. I don't think crusty ball sack was in there.
I threw so that in on the top. Yeah. On the top.
And if you look at the women's comments when we be doing these ads, women, fellas, shave. They asking for it.
Come on now.
And use the ball deodorant. I've been using the ball deodorant, and I haven't noticed any yellow stains in my drawers like underarm deodorant.
You better be sweet balls, Craig.
Balls be musty, man.
Sweet balls,
be musty.
Ladies be like,
come on. Again?
Yeah, let them out, man.
Craig.
Let them out, Craig.
You know,
when you wear glasses, you can read an ad like that. Get your glasses. You think I would have been able to do that with no glasses?
I think you would have.
I'd have stumbled and fell down the steps all throughout that ad.
Are you complimenting yourself for that ad read?
I mean, I can read.
It's a solid read.
I want you to flourish.
I like my.
It was a solid
I showed you
read.
The bread. You didn't know. You was like, is it brown? Is it bread? I tried to show him the pumpernickel. He was like.
Yeah, I want you to flourish and see the world for the first time.
Craig, I know all these countries ain't seen shit.
Come on, man. You're well traveled, but you like ain't seen nothing. Everything's been blurry for you.
Everything looks like a watercolor.
Brazil could have been Panorama City to you. You'd have never known the difference.
Nah, everything looked like a Monet painting.
No way he was at.
Right. He don't know what these women look like.
He was in North Hollywood with the plane. I was on the plane.
Like, Craig, what them chicks look like? He was like, what?
Let me see. The ray. Them one thick.
Boom, man.
Blind ass.
I told him I was scared of glasses, man.
What you, scared of?
I told you my eyes.
Okay, why can't you get contacts or LASIK then?
Eye surgery with lasers. I'm old enough black man that scares
contacts.
Me.
Contacts.
I think about that. I don't like putting things in my eye.
How long are you going to be thinking, Brent?
Get some hazel contacts.
Oh, man. Why are you playing?
Look at the options you got with glasses. You can have them raggedy on. You can take them off whenever they get on your nerves.
You can always take them off. It's this easy. Watch this.
Look at that. Show them, Chad. Show them again. Do it again. Okay,
but see them sweat things right there and that little thing?
Oh, my God. But why don't you put them on just to read?
You don't have to wear yours all day, though.
Yeah. I don't like this guy.
You don't have to be that guy.
You ain't got to be that guy.
That's not me.
Craig don't want to read them ads.
I'll fumble. My imperfections are perfect.
He got too many stipulations, man.
Yeah, he don't want to read them ads.
Come on, man.
Man, DC, you wearing glasses with no lenses.
DC is a fraud. DC is an absolute
fraud. Y'all
don't
see how big Craig's texts are.
It's huge.
He was like, see what that says? Like,
you are disabled, man. You are. You are disabled, man.
You driving around.
If you broke your leg, would you not use crutches?
Legally blind.
I could pass the test at the DMV.
You could not. Yes, if you can't see your phone right there, you could not.
But you couldn't see that bread.
I could read
right
the stuff up there, but when it's close.
What did it say? What is the question? Like, what's the question?
The question is, which is better for attraction? There's a glare right there. What is better for attraction, glasses or shades?
Okay.
That's all right.
Because
I can't read that far.
Now I can't read things up close.
Was that far-sighted?
I don't know.
When you can't
I forget
see.
How they
I thought it was the opposite. It's
what
the opposite,
you can
right?
see is your vision.
It's the opposite.
Which one is very
far-sighted?
Okay. The DMV never say, here, read this. And put it up close.
So you're far-sighted.
Yeah.
So you're gonna need them big ass, thick ass glasses when you're trying to read a magazine, a newspaper, or something like that.
Then, nobody reads magazines.
Get you the glasses with the rope chain.
I know. It's supposed to make you look older.
The rope chain. I said I was gonna get the rope chain.
Get you the Harlem Night Red Fox, man.
Yeah, man. Get them joints. He put them on, man. He was calling out the wrong dice.
The wrong numbers, man. Put your glass. I can see without my glasses. You put them glasses. When he turned to the camera, I flatline every time.
I feel the day I get my glasses, my hair is going
to
turn.
Oh, here we go, man. Man. Trying to hold on to
my legs is going to get real skinny and black socks are going to appear.
Man. Here we go, man.
I'm just going to turn old.
Even though I understand the fear of the breakdown all at once.
Everything's
just, fear.
All my outfits are going to be tan. Kango hats.
You're going to get a big Bluetooth.
Tan.
High socks.
DC, you got a question this week?
I sure do got a question.
All right.
Let's get it.
Here's a question.
I got
a question.
Question. Come on, DC.
Come on, DC. You ain't here. You
I was waiting for y'all to...
But let's
real
get it,
keep going.
Questions. Questions with D. C. Earth.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay. You have to cook a meal to save your life, and that person has to enjoy that meal, what are you going to cook?
Smothered chicken.
What? Out smothered in what?
Smothered chicken.
Like gravy?
I make a, it's a red sauce like gravy. It's fire.
Is it fried chicken
I'm
with the sauce?
I'm vegetarian.
You said have to enjoy it, not to, to eat it.
He's vegetarian.
Bro, you have to go
with
your
go-to. To enjoy it.
It's your go-to meal.
Yep. You're cooking to live.
What's your vegetarian dish, Tony?
Oh, Tony's probably going to go
French
toast.
I don't even know. My dish won't be vegetarian.
I was like, hold on, what's your vegetarian?
Yeah. You're going French toast, ain't you?
Nah, that nigga ain't cooking no vegetarian meal.
Nah, it has egg on it.
Oh, I'm going. French toast is vegetarian.
Not, oh, yeah, you're vegetarian, not vegan.
I'm going to do French toast.
Oh, Keon, why you bail about?
Because I know I'm doing that anyway. I always talk about my French toast.
You thick bread, thin bread.
I did. My friends. I always talk about my friends. Man.
All breathtaking.
Oh, it's like French toast.
Chad.
Thick bread or thin. Wait. I need to find out. All right,
okay. Let's dive in.
Thick Texas bread, toast.
Okay.
Texas toast. Not great, walnut great raisin
start,
bread.
Great
Texas
start.
Toast. Great there was start. This Texas toast I would get from Vons or Rouse, where they got the Texas toast and they would infuse a little bit of honey in the bread.
My
itself.
Mom got that bread,
and so that's the bread.
Mm-hmm. All right, you could live, Tony. Yeah. Live.
I know I'm living,
Tony. Hey, I just Tony
the utmost live. Confidence Tony in live. The French toast. You know what I'm talking about? You feel
Tony live
the utmost. Chaz,
I haven't made this in a while, but I would make a salmon breakfast scramble.
Mm.
And so it's salmon, bacon, eggs. You can put potatoes or not. Sometimes I'll use crispy hash brown, Brussels sprouts instead. So you can make it. You can make it the healthier option. So it's a, salmon scramble, breakfast scramble.
Okay. With cheese and no cheese.
Oh. Depends on what you like, sir.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
You're going to bring the
you're
cheese.
You're supposed to know what I like.
I'm a cheese guy. So,
but the question was what, to make it has to taste good, right?
Yeah.
Mine's okay, he has to enjoy it. So you have to go with your best. So, Chaz, you saying you haven't made it in a while.
Oh.
It's very risky.
I don't think it's risky because I used to make it so often. I know the perfect temperature for the salmon, the perfect crisp on the salmon. You know what I'm saying? The perfect crisp on the bacon. You know what I'm saying?
Well, this big, I missed that part.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The scramble comes with the bacon.
Salmon with pork bacon, turkey bacon.
What?
When did you start making this make-believe meal?
Wait a second.
I ain't never seen this.
I never seen him make this.
No, I wish I knew.
I lived with him for 7 years.
This is a scramble.
You never had this scramble?
I've never seen this.
Okay, for one, this is a scramble. Two, I have a wife. Who, if you put the gun down, I can see her again.
Put the gun emoji.
But he's saying 7 years, he never seen it once.
Okay, yeah. I have
he
must someone
have just
else
started making this.
Who I cook for, who I've been seeing for 5 years.
So you just started making this.
Who could no? Since I've met the one the last 5 years, she can attest for my salmon.
When did you
scramble.
Start making it? Sir?
At least 5 years ago.
Oh, so you just started making it when you got married. Okay. Right.
Frozen salmon.
I made it for several times.
Frozen salmon or fresh salmon?
What made you start doing it?
Fresh. He don't make it.
I love salmon, and I was doing everything. That's when I started keto heavy. So
Is Yo in here?
I don't think she's in here. But she's a text away.
Can she?
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest, Chaz. This sounds complicated. Like if something is off in this meal, it's a wrap.
The salmon and the
bacon,
it's
a lot going on.
With cheese is what's throwing me off because salmon don't usually go with bacon.
Right.
Oh. I thought bacon went with everything, you porky.
First off, it does. Second off, you never have bacon wrapped salmon?
No.
Oh, I've never even heard of that.
I had a salmon club.
I got the pistol. Yeah.
But have you had bacon wrapped salmon?
No.
I had a salmon club sandwich before. It was fire.
What was the club about in there?
Well, that was the salmon, but you know, he's like bacon, tomato. You
Craig
know
is skeptical.
Hold on.
What's your go-to, Craig?
This is going to be turkey tacos.
Turkey taco. Explain this. Is it ground turkey?
It's ground turkey, white meat. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, white meat.
Yeah, okay. But what you do is you cook it in with water and the seasoning, so it absorbs in. It doesn't have the dry taste.
There's no butter or oil.
Cumin. You add a little cumin to it. It is definitely there's some oil in it.
Oh.
Then you want to use fresh garlic in it.
What kind of tortillas we talking?
Oh, we're doing flour, and we gonna make it.
Pull the trigger. Pull the goddamn trigger.
We gonna fry the flour tortilla so it becomes like a puff pastry type.
Nah, put it back there, man.
No, that nigga just made a burrito.
You never not when you fry the flour tortilla, it puffs up and it get.
It's oh, like a chalupa. Taco. Like it's a chalupa. Deep fried taco. Man, like LA. An empanada, but a taco.
Exactly.
Well, now the empanada is all sealed in together.
It kind of does.
The chalupa is the.
And you already soft. Got the ground white meat.
It's soft. When man, you got to have
what
it,
you
man.
Putting, what you putting on this taco?
Oh, man, I'm putting a green tomatillo sauce on there, you know, with a grandma.
Spicy?
With a grandma on there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's spicy? Go you
don't like spices. No. It's medium. It's to your taste.
Oh,
like that. It's to your liking.
It's the salsa you like.
That's it.
It's
just
the tortilla
salt,
you
just turkey
like.
And salsa, huh?
No. You gonna have the arugula on there.
We arugula. Pull the goddamn trigger.
Kill him, man. Shit. Kill his ass.
Cabbage arugula.
Pull the trigger.
Cabbage
arugula. Reload. Here, I got some extra clips.
Cabbage arugula.
Shoot his ass.
Some bacon in it.
Some bacon.
Yeah. Jesus.
It has bacon.
Spit on the body, Chad.
It has bacon.
John
candy.
Spit on the body.
John Wick this nigga.
Arugula?
It has bacon that's candy taps. And Coca-Cola on it?
I felt like arugula was the first thing that came to
show. Oh, man.
And arugula. Damn it.
You don't like arugula?
What did I say? Arugula.
DC, what you cooking?
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm keeping it simple with a nice...
bowl of
big
cereal.
Pot of spaghetti. Can't go wrong with spaghetti.
Wait, it's crazy.
You making it though.
Wait,
you
is
can't
it,
but
go
all
wrong.
Spaghetti ain't good.
You can't go wrong.
No. Because in my spaghetti, the trick is a little bit of brown sugar. Gives a little bit of sweetness.
That's everybody's
to
trick.
It.
What else you got?
What else?
Whoa. Instead of Italian meatballs, we're going to wrap up turkey meatballs to keep it a little healthy, to keep it a little simple form.
What about my flavors?
On the side, your garlic bread.
Okay.
Your garlic bread.
Is it Texas toast?
Texas
garlic
toast.
Bread?
I'm going to put cheddar cheese on top of the Texas toast.
Oh.
With the cheese that's on it?
You
with the mozzarella
say.
That's on it already?
I don't like cheese.
Yeah, no.
I don't like cheese
you
on
say
my
you
Texas
like,
toast.
You don't like cheese on it? But that's what
it's
I have.
You don't respect cheese.
Bread.
Most people respect
cheese. I have the basic bread with just the garlic on there for you.
Now, is the sauce...
And a little butter.
Is the sauce mixed in with the noodles already, or is it on the side?
Get his ass kicked today.
Noodles?
No, you say, is it mixed?
The meatballs.
Is it maxed in?
Is the sauce mixed
max
in?
Max preps?
No, we mix that. We have the sauce cooking on the side, but when the noodles are cooked to perfection, after I throw them on the wall... And they stick.
You gonna put them back
put
in the pot?
Are these homemade
yes.
noodles?
Wait.
Or
I'm sorry. Are you asking if it's poured
noodles.
On or if it's mixed?
Yeah, if it's poured on.
What did you say? What
mixed.
Was your answer?
You say what?
Is it the noodles with the sauce on top or are you mixing?
What do you like?
I like traditional. I don't like it mixed.
I haven't heard anything different about. This spaghetti sounds bland as hell.
Yeah, I don't like it mixed either.
It's not bland as hell.
I hear a single thing that's in it. I go, ooh, this is delicious.
You didn't hear me mention basil chips.
Basil chips?
Basil chips. What is this?
Yes.
I mean, basil
chopped
in the
basil.
Sauce is legit.
Yeah, chopped basil.
Yeah.
And you put that in the sauce
what
to
else
get,
is
it,
in
to get
this
it
sauce?
Going. You simmer that.
What else is
garlic,
it?
Garlic, your pepper, your
wait, bell peppers
onions?
Or hot
yeah, what kind of peppers? Okay.
No. We would never put bell
pepper.
Peppers.
There's like a thousand different peppers.
Why would you not put bell peppers?
Why not? What's wrong with bell peppers?
What's wrong with peppers?
Because instead of bell peppers, I like to go with a little bit of celery. So a little celery
pow.
Gives it.
lost me. Lost me.
Celery.
In your spaghetti? I think I'd rather have the arugula tacos.
Right, at that point.
Celery.
Oh man, celery!
R.I.P.
You went left quick.
Put the body in the trunk.
No, put that celery body in my trunk. Leave him in the dirt.
The celery.
Celery got a good
when you
kick,
lost
man.
Everybody, oh. Man.
Yo,
nobody
came in
has
chat.
Ever been like, we need some celery in this spaghetti.
No, she came in. Yo came in. She came up. Asked Yo about Yo.
I don't want to ask him. I feel weird asking. Yeah, like,
what's up with this?
Yo, hey, yo, what's Chaz's specialty meal that he cooks for you, yo?
This salmon bacon.
Also,
thing.
Also, it's been a minute, and I'm sorry.
He texted already.
He texted already?
No.
That's how she got in here.
I did not
text her. He
said, help. Come on. Come on, I need you in here.
She said, breakfast. What breakfast, yo?
What did I start making for you when we started dating?
I'm going to be dropping, dropping the hints.
When you started dating.
Because I make breakfast almost every day. So, of course, everything is good.
Tell us about this salmon concoction that Chaz has been talking about. Is it quality?
Come on, man.
Is it pure?
Come on, man.
Is that saving lives?
Is that Chaz's premier meal?
She going to put the bust nut emoji on there.
We'll see about this.
Is that saving lives? Is Chaz's meal saving lives?
It's going to be better than...
Salmon scramble is so good with the exclamation mark.
She loves it. Put that back.
Okay.
Put that gun back.
That's just love.
No. Does it have celery in it?
No, sir.
That's terrible. Unless DC was talking about using it as a base, I don't see why you just throw celery in things.
Using it like a roux. You got to get to, y'all don't know. Y'all don't know about food.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
All right. It don't even matter at this point.
You're talking about to make the
I didn't even bring up my shashuka. See,
what's the shashuka?
Come on, baby. I'm out here, bro.
What is that?
I didn't bring that up. I was going to let that one sit there. Thanks, Suts. It's an African dish. It's like a tomato. I guess it's like a tomato paste dish. Like you can use like canned tomato, I guess, to paste if you wanted to. But but anyway, so it's like you use eggs. You can use sausage in there or whatever kind of meat
what kind
you
of
want.
Sausage?
Like I like using Italian sausage or like a spicy sausage. It gives it a good spice right here. Oh, come on, crab and shrimp omelet. Yeah, you showing off. Come on, stop now.
Omelets are hard to mess up. Lobster, crab, shrimp.
So spaghetti.
You can mess it up.
How?
You can't mess up an omelet.
Yes, you can. How? What?
You cannot.
Yes, you can, dog. You can have a bad omelet. You can have an omelet that's not fully flipped over. You can have an omelet that's messy.
The scramble, you can't mess up, though.
Yeah, scramble's easier than an omelet, for sure.
With omelet, you can mess up an omelet. Yeah, people be messing up all the time.
The fold you can mess up, but the taste is hard to mess up.
The taste is still the same.
Yeah. And I don't care if my omelet breaks.
I don't give a rat's ass if it breaks.
That's the whole point of an omelet. Otherwise, I would have had to scramble.
But
bro.
I'm just like, give me the scramble.
Omelet is an easy win.
I don't know. I'm sending it back to your kitchen, Chaz, if the omelet is
overcooked. Omelet is no good. I'm telling you.
Hey, what chicken pieces you smother?
Oh, you already know, bro.
The thighs.
It ain't no breasts.
Thighs?
Yeah. Of course it's thighs. Gotta do it. You don't want to smother no breasts.
I just start liking thighs. I can't do legs.
This is what
still.
You do. You put it in.
A leg is included in the thigh.
Yeah, but I cut that part out. No, smothered chicken is. I've had people over. It's one of those things I don't make often because I feel like, you know what I mean? Just when you need it. But it's incredible. And the reason why it's red is because I don't use flour to make a gravy, I use tomato paste. And that's why it's red. But it had the same flavor, just a different color.
Hey, I'm with it.
Oh, it's fire.
Chicken.
And fire, does that make it gluten-free?
Nah. And Keon has a good cooking track record.
Red smothered chicken?
You know what I'm saying? It's fire, bro.
Well, I'm allergic to shellfish and seafood, so yours is trash.
Wait a second. My shashuka was saving you, though. My shashuka doesn't have any of that. Okay.
But you didn't go with that. You went with your little salmon.
You went with the scramble.
Well, hey,
salmon.
If Craig was
you forgot
like,
all about it until yo mentioned, oh yeah, I did make
it. It wasn't oh yeah, I thought about saying it, but then I was like, well, the salmon scramble.
But
what
do you sop it up with? Is it like pumpernickel bread?
pumpernickel, man.
Hey, I don't want to hear from the arugula or celery guys over there. Y'all shut your ass dead asses up.
What's he saying, arugula, man?
First of all, I don't give a fuck if it sounds good, guys. I'm talking to chat.
Oh.
Because they keep saying it don't sound. I'm like,
it don't sound good.
It does sound good.
If you had. Have everybody had smothered chicken?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So it's the same taste with just the red sauce.
I'm with it.
Yeah, but
It's the same taste.
We gotta know what we're dealing with.
Come eat it.
Killers is on the line.
Is it like chicken parmesan?
No, Nick, I know what that is. That is fried.
This is a whole different dish.
I'm not envisioning
the literally the same thing, except instead of flour, Because all flour is doing is thickening it up. That's all it's doing. So that's what tomato paste does. So I take a tiny bit of tomato paste just to thicken it up, to thicken up the sauce over time.
Hey, I'm
Sounds
with it.
Like
so
it's a the chicken same piccata, thing. Kind of.
It's the same thing, except your sauce is red instead of brown. I just don't like to use flour. Exact same taste. Exact same flavor. And it's phenomenal.
Exact same taste?
It's phenomenal.
I'm with it.
It's phenomenal.
I believe
it. It still tastes like gravy.
Wait,
and tomato sauce.
Also, Keon's probably cooked the most for us out of everybody here.
When do I miss?
Keon has not missed at all.
Trust me.
In the decade or so that I've known
And I
Keon.
Got it from Papa, who is from New Orleans. So I don't give a shit what you niggas think. I got it from the
that.
Guy.
I believe
you
in should you, live Keon. With
that. I got it
Keon's
from the man
never, he's
himself.
He's never missed. I'm, I'll give him
I
that.
Believe
he's never
in
missed.
You, Keon.
I'm on the fence.
It's fire. The kids like it. My mama like it. Wife, friends that have come over. Matter of fact, made it for Danny's daughter, Danny the chef.
Oh.
And she was like, this is one of the best meals I've ever had.
Wait, what did Danny
she
say,
went
though?
Home. Danny wasn't there. She went home and told her mama, you need to learn how to make this.
Yeah, but the baby of the chef don't really get
well,
to say
it.
Danny was like,
Danny's
yo.
Daughter's like 12. Mm. She was like, what did you put in that? Because she came home raving. Now. I'm telling you. That's why I would make it to save my life. Life is getting saved.
I'm with you, bro.
You know what I mean, Chaz? I will make.
How do y'all not know that celery gives stuff a good
season? Hey,
no, like, how do you guys not know that?
I'm with you because you making a base, right? With your onion.
That is not what he said. That's not what he
said. But when you said it, you made it seem like you were just throwing celery in.
That's what he said.
He's not making a roux for spaghetti.
Hey, man.
Yes.
You don't make a roux.
The killer is impatient.
You didn't.
The killer is impatient.
I did say that.
If the killer got to think too much.
Did anybody hear DC say he's making his roux for spaghetti with celery? That's not what you said. You said, we said, what else is in it? You said, and celery? That's what you said, DC.
When we separated the stuff.
when we.
And your sauce is separate from the spaghetti, or are you putting it all
Yes. I separate it, and then when I get the noodles right, then I put it all on there.
You doing homemade noodles, or you getting the packaged joints?
Well, ain't anybody making a homemade noodle.
I'm just asking them. You know what I'm saying?
Don't lie. Either,
oh, I'm
dude.
Definitely.
You
I'm
he was looking.
He thought about. He was about to lie. I'll be making them from scratch. I'll be back there.
I don't know why he hesitated.
He was about to lie.
He was.
I was just asking. Was it wouldn't have made no difference.
He was finna lie.
He had lied.
You seem nervous, DC. You seem off.
You see, look, he got caught with his lie before he lied.
Why you sweat?
Caught.
No, man, I'm gonna tell the truth.
He's gonna lie like his life was really on the line.
He was spinning a lie. That's hella funny. The pause.
Oh, man, dog. Come on, bro.
I was gonna ask you how you make the noodle. That's the next question.
Where y'all at this week? DC, where you at this week?
This week, I'm
in the Food Network.
I'm in Atlanta. I'm gonna go Marlon's taping a special in Atlanta. I'm gonna go
you do another special?
Host that for him. Yeah, there's a special in Atlanta. Then I'm gonna see the kids. So I don't know. I'm kinda off just because this special is just one night. I'll be roaming around Atlanta.
Yeah, I'll be in Atlanta.
Marlon doing
you.
A special a year now.
A little bit like that every other year.
He just did
I
one
thought
last
he just
year.
Did one.
Well, last year was Presents.
No. He is in Miami.
Oh damn!
Mm-hmm. That was wasn't that a year before though?
Yeah. No, that was last that year because I was mourning when I watched it.
It was
oh,
recent.
Yeah, you're right
because you was gone. You was on here.
So he's doing another one.
Yeah,
Atlanta. He films two shows in Atlanta Saturday. Jeez. Center Stage Theater.
Center.
So I'll be there with him on that.
Okay.
Atlanta, come out and see me. I will be there.
Craig, where you at? You going to be in Atlanta?
Man, at Craig Wayne's on everything. Yeah. Mr. Toxic.shop. And I will be in Atlanta in my little shorts and Timberland boots.
Hey.
Might not stand out, but I'll be out there laughing until my Manscaped balls pop out the bottom
Manscaped,
of my
man.
Shorts.
They're going to be deodorized.
Craig on the street.
With the ball toner. So they'll
the
be equally
trimmed.
Yes.
Yeah. The ball toner?
I'm like
the ball toner.
Chaz, where you at? Man, what you doing?
Nothing,
Sweet
man.
Balls, Craig.
On YouTube, Lacaroni Chaz, a new episode is up.
Yes, we've been waiting on that. why y'all laughing?
I know. I'm just
We've been waiting weeks and weeks and weeks for it.
No, it's been weeks. We've been back. Episode 32 is up. We're back on. I'm moving the Lightish at 5-ish up to 4, so I got to find a more clever
Horish
name.
At 4-ish.
Yeah, I got to find it. You say Horish at 4-ish?
First thing that rhymes.
So you guys can jump on my YouTube, man. Come up, mess with your boy, Chaz Rogers. And then, man, we'd be having a good-ass time. We'd be having a good-ass time in there. So come on through. Yeah.
I am at the Laugh Factory Chocolate Sundays.
Chocolate.
This Sunday.
Chocolate.
And then I think that's it. And then KeonPoli.com on everything. Oh, I should have said smothered potatoes. Ooh. I remember when I made that.
Tony, what you got, babe?
I got nothing this weekend. So I will be taking Sincere to school phone. This weekend.
Hey.
So back I got nothing. Bay. I got nothing this week. But I do want y'all to tune in to Gross Point Bake. New episodes drop every Tuesday. The latest episode is up right now. The 10 lowest grossing Marvel movies of all time is up right now on my YouTube page. Verbal Cardio drops every Wednesday. Daddy Issues every Thursday. You'll pull up for that.
Get your tickets on early. The list?
If you go on my Instagram and see the tour schedule, the dates that are highlighted are the cities I will be in. That's why they are highlighted. I just assume people know things that aren't really hard to know. And I apologize for overestimating how people read things and perceive things. So, you know, I posted the schedule. I highlighted the cities that I will be in. And I also, in the caption, actually wrote the cities that I would be in. And people still can't really come to terms with the cities that I won't be in that were grayed out and that weren't mentioned in the caption. So, you know, just
why do
please,
y'all be doing this?
Just read, y'all. Just read. I'm a simple guy. I'm not complicated whatsoever. When I rap in the cipher, my bars aren't complicated. My flow is basic. I didn't like math. I keep everything. Division is the ceiling. So please, I just need y'all to just help me. But other than that, that's what's going on, man. We appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Shout out to the patron saints. The cousins, the Chatsworth, man, we love y'all passionately. And they're, yeah, y'all. Mm-hmm. Oh, also, if there are any listeners that work in any type of optometry place, you got the glasses hooked up, please help Craig get these glasses. If you got connects, if you work for these people, please holler at him on the side, email him, get him together. Because he is making too many excuses not to get glasses. And they're going to change your life, man. There's so many cool-looking prescription glasses that you can have.
I told you.
You can get transitions, man. Embrace the age.
You can always dye them, bro. You just
grow old gracefully, nigga.
Come on, man.
It's okay.
Come on.
I'm going to look crazy out here with glasses.
Oh, you won't.
You got the fountain of youth on your side, bro.
Now, once you get the glasses, it goes downhill.
Oh, man.
Look at you guys.
Come on,
Keon don't wear glasses.
That's because I still have 20/20.
Shh, that's not important.
Come on, man. You can take them on and off.
I work on it.
Best believe when I need them, though, I'm getting them quickly. I don't want to be struggling. You be getting headaches?
No.
Just struggling?
It just be blurry when I first wake up and look at the computer.
See?
Until I move it back a little bit. Then I'm like, oh, it's good.
Get the glasses.
Got to read the computer from across the room.
Glasses. Get the glasses,
push the goddamn button.
Anyway.
Where you at, D.C.?
We already know where he at. He in Tampa. He going to be in Atlanta. Anyway, we out, y'all.
Chicken ass.
We out.
Throwing it off me.